in our program, visiting with Mary Lee Steins. Good to have you here, Mayor.
Thank you for having me, Jim.
So we've got a lot of different things.
Yeah, we're kind of cobbling a couple things together here today.
It was what I thought was going to be a pretty short council meeting, and did get to be a little bit longer with the debate over an amendment that was being offered on a contract. Mm-hmm. The city looking to have a working arrangement. Now, one of the things, because the auditor, state auditor has indicated, and I know your auditor says too, nice to have a little paper trail when you are giving money to different entities.
Yeah, so any different entity that we are contracting with, whether it be through a BDIF grant or applying for Catalyst grants, hotel motel funds, and things of that nature, we're developing separate contracts for each of those just to make sure everything's written down for what expectations each party has. And so last night we considered an amendment to the contract that we agreed to with the Main Street, the local Main Street committee. They had a small change in there, and council decided to table that just to consider it a little bit longer. So hopefully we'll get that signed so that we can appoint a member to that board and release the funding for the rest of the fiscal year.
And for those that are wondering, it is a difference in just some verbiage that's in the contract.
Yeah, a matter of one
word,
in
fact. You guys have put the contract you had actually proposed had an appointment of a council member to be part of that board.
Correct. Yep.
And I know they say that, well, city, you know,
city official is what it says on our agreement with the state and with the local Main Street board. And so local Main Street board felt it was more advantageous to have that potential larger pool of people that could be appointed. Although council did approve the appointment of Councilwoman Kaho Okele when that contract is signed.
So hopefully you've been working on getting all the things ironed out.
It's
Well, the big thing is you want to get the money that you allocated to them to them.
We allocated $30,000 for this fiscal year. $15,000 has been released to them, and we want to make sure to get this contract signed so we get that extra $15,000 for the remainder of the fiscal year, and we can really get going on the goals and priorities of that Main Street committee.
And again, similar getting an agreement signed off on, and that was with Sheffer Enterprises. They are looking at doing the restaurant across the street from City Hall.
Yeah, so actually they had a Catalyst grant that was awarded quite some time ago, and we need to draw down those funds. And so we actually went through and did an agreement with them, a contract with them, which is going to be new for all Catalyst recipients, even though that was awarded earlier on.
And so, they're moving ahead with theirs now.
Yep.
And
yep.
Well, they've at least completed the parts that you had
for the Catalyst.
For Catalyst and the BDIF grants.
A lot of the additional work is in the interior of the building, so they can continue working on that in the winter months.
We did sell off a parcel of property. Another one of those infill projects here.
Yep. So we keep moving forward on the infill, demolition infill. And we're going to talk about goal setting a little bit later on, but that's always a priority in our goal setting is to talk about demolition and infill of blighted properties and getting some new houses on there.
Yeah, here we had a vacant lot in the 600 block of Harrison. Mm-hmm. Elite Construction looking to do a house in there. And actually, rather quickly, because they would like to be able to have it occupied by the end of next year. So
that's
they're
going
to move ahead pretty fast with that.
Get a new house up there.
They also are, again, one of your contractors that you've been working with on for a variety of different things. Of course, our big grant area. They've been handling some of the bigger grants that we've had out there. But they also have acquired, are working with the city on a couple of properties on Green Street.
That's right.
You'd like to have demolished and new homes built.
So refresh that housing stock. Absolutely. So
keep working on that. So, again, just some of the things last night. Obviously, did want to mention, I would be remiss if I didn't say the chief gave you a little bit of update on some of the
really
numbers.
Yeah, that was a really nice update in the shorter meeting. Shop with a cop. They had 121 kids that received $150 each for shopping for Christmas presents. And they received pizza also at the fairgrounds. And they went down and shopped at Walmart with the officers. And so it was a really, really great turnout. The weather was nice for them, a little cold, but they had a great time.
Yeah, he said, 20,000? Roughly around 20,000 is their total.
All donated from the citizens of Boone for that program. And so it's going strong over 20 years.
And once again, they will continue to take those contributions and build for next year, too.
Get ready for next year and, you know, nominate folks that you feel like are in need of that service?
Well, we did wrap up changing our voting precinct,
yep,
for the property that was annexed, and
finalizing,
then getting everything set up for that on the southwest side of town.
Yep. Those things take three readings, and this was the final reading and adoption to get those properties eventually on the voting rolls when they are occupied.
So one thing that, Linda Williamson kind of handled it through the Policy Administration Committee, but did a little reception, appreciation reception.
Yeah, that's right.
Because you run into issues with, you only have so many people and they're working, and how are we going to...
Yeah. So last year we started... under Councilwoman Williamson's suggestion, an appreciation lunch for all the city employees around the holiday season, and that was pretty well attended. And they tried out something a little different this year, which was a coffee
mm-hmm.
hour from 9:30 to 10:30. Had a lot of Dutch Oven Bakery donuts and juice and coffee and just some visiting and things like that, just to show the employees that we do appreciate that. And all the elected officials pitched in to pay for that.
So, again, that was one of those held. You kind of like to keep that moving ahead.
Yeah,
easy way to show some appreciation.
Absolutely, yeah. Just to show the employees of the city that we do appreciate everything that they do for us.
Well, let's talk a little bit about last time when we visited. You were just getting ready to do your... goal setting, which is, again, it's... You know, over the years, it's kind of changed from sitting there for about two nights and doing a lot of different things. But
right.
Now you've got it down pretty good. There are certain things that we touched on last time that
That's
you
right.
are generally there all the time.
Yep.
Nuisance abatement and demolition. That's something you always wanted to kind of keep there. And that's kind of become a habit because it's just one of those things that, it's something you need to have done.
That's right, yeah. Refreshing the housing stock, taking care of blight and things like that. You know, while it's not an individual goal on the goal setting this year, we're going to continue to get regular updates on that because it is an important priority to understand what's happening with our demolitions and infills, and we will budget for that every year. But we did talk about some additional goals that are unique for this upcoming fiscal year that council felt were priorities.
So what are we looking at here? We're talking, folks, goals that would start July 1, 2025.
July 1, yep. So we're building the budget for fiscal year 2026, ending 2026. So one was a multi-year plan for stump removal in the parking areas. We have a lot of stumps left over that have been backlogged from the Emerald Ash Borer, mm-hmm. from the derecho, that we haven't been able to get out because it does cost a lot of money, and then there are a lot of those that need to be taken out on a regular basis also. So we're budgeting up to about $75,000 per year for the next couple of years to try to deal with that backlog, and then hopefully purchase a stump grinder on our own so that we can keep up as we take down trees for the dashboard study,
sure.
that they can be the stump can be removed at the same time, so that we don't get that backlog again.
Well, you did have a lot of ash trees that got
That's
taken
right.
out in very quick fashion.
Yeah.
So
yep.
pretty hard. That would be pretty hard to keep up with those.
Absolutely, anyway. Yeah. So they had to get removed right away because of the danger of the trees coming down and things like that. So it really built up fast, and so we're trying to manage that because we have lifted the tree planting moratorium mm-hmm. on the parking so we can refresh some of those trees that had to be taken sure. down with new trees.
The reason to go, again, obviously could not, you could have budgeted and said, let's try to get everything out this year, but it's just not practical.
Yeah, it would have been too much money all at once, the ability to schedule all of it to be done too.
Yeah.
So it'll take a couple of years.
Logistically, easier to set it out over several years
and
keep working at it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's a goal. And folks that have been complaining about that stump in your parking, yes.
Yep. I have two of them in my own yard,
there we
go. So I'll be fortunate to get those out soon. Second one would be an update of the City of Boone logo. So it turns out that when the current City of Boone logo was adopted, it was never trademarked. And so we have no right to use it or prohibit use or anything like that. And it could be copyrighted by somebody else. And so mm-hmm. what we'll do is have the Arts Commission solicit some different requests for proposals from different artists, mm-hmm. and have a few options, and they'll decide on an artist to go with several options, and we'll allow the citizens of Boone to weigh in on, you know, three or four different things, sure. and see what's the most popular out of those to see what we should rebrand our official city logo as.
So, Arts Board, make use of them.
It'll be a couple of years process, probably. We'll see how quickly things go, but you know, the actual design is not a ton of money. What will be more money is reprinting everything,
sure.
you know, from the trucks, from you know, apparel and things like that. But we'll do that over time.
Okay. All right. So, in the process of doing that, it's not like the D from DMACC.
Right. We want to avoid that situation of all possible. Something
Definitely.
Unique to Boone. I mean, our current logo is very unique, very expressive of who we are. But the unfortunate thing is we don't own the rights to it. So,
okay.
Another third one was allocating at least $100,000 from the city's 331 account to repair damaged curbs and smaller street repairs. So, we also have a backlog on damaged curbs, just like the backlog on stumps that Wayland has been looking at, you know, budgeting a certain amount of money over several years to do that. And council said, we actually want to make that a little bit more of a priority and try to get a little bit ahead of it in this coming fiscal year. In addition to some smaller street projects, sure. as we budget for a much larger project in the next fiscal year.
It wasn't that Public Works wasn't doing that. It's just you'd like them to...
We would like, to kind of raise it up on the priority list.
Bring it up a little higher.
Since there are so many that need to be repaired. So try to get ahead of where we are to, become sustainable.
Yes, and folks, it is not inexpensive to replace curb and gutter.
Yeah, unfortunately it's not. And you have the gutter that goes along with it too, so you have to make sure all that infrastructure is replaced at the same time.
So we've got all of that. And again, doing some of those smaller repairs, it might be a block, might be an intersection, yeah.
Yeah, things of that nature to try to look at, not doing an entire street this coming year, and focusing on smaller areas that, for one reason or another, got much more wear and tear than other areas around it, because we are going to have a very major road reconstruction project on First Street that we're trying to save money for over two fiscal years, for the fiscal year 2027.
So, and again, for people to wonder why, that way then you don't have to have debt.
That's right. Debt in terms of, bonding for a road reconstruction project, because there are so many that need to be done. If we started to do that on routine road maintenance, it would be kind of chasing our tail.
So, constantly selling bonds. And again, the big thing is when you do bonds, a lot of times they prefer to have GO bonds, which are backed by property taxes.
So
which
we don't want to get into that, property taxes and debt.
So you've done
levy.
A pretty good job of avoiding that.
Yep. Unless there's a very specific project, we would try to avoid that.
Okay. So pretty good on that. I know you had a lengthy discussion again about the economic development using downtown incentive funds.
Yes.
And trying to get projects that coincide with what the Main Street idea is.
On a lot of the things that happen with Main Street, especially when we go to apply for a CAT grant or a challenge grant, the city will have to the application will have to have some kind of match from the city, and a good match that we do use is from the BDIF, Boone Downtown Incentive Fund. And in order to make sure the project conforms to the standards for the Main Street design standards, we're going to put into place when Main Street does develop their design standards, a checkoff from them on our BDIF application so they can look it over and ensure that, yes, this is a project that meets the design standards for our downtown district.
That we've really been focusing on.
Yeah, so we're going to bring them into the process.
And the question I know, and most of the discussion was, it's gone quickly when you've done applications for downtown incentive funds. Trying to keep it moving as smoothly as possible without
losing that eye to detail and stuff like that. So we'll hammer out a process and a protocol for that. They haven't developed their design standards yet anyway, so it'll be a little bit down the road.
So, and this, by the way, again, remember, these are goals that you want to have in place for July 1st of next year.
Yep, throughout the whole fiscal year.
Yeah, through the whole fiscal year. And the ones I know, because you always do a review of your current fiscal year, and actually you've done pretty well for what you had for this year.
Yes. So the Christmas lights, that was a goal that I put on there last fiscal year. Hopefully everybody enjoys those. Refresh on all the Christmas decorations on Story in the downtown. And then we had...
Story Street.
Yeah, on Story Street.
Yeah.
And then we had... the review of the code that's been going on, and that's going to take a longer process.
That's a long range goal.
Yeah, there are several different things. Chief Weeble is working on a couple of chapters. Dave Aides is working on some of it too. and then we had, let's see here, what was the other goal? Demo and infill, obviously, was another one.
I'm thinking too.
I'm trying to remember
what we were working. Well, we had the Story Street reconstruction.
Story Street reconstruction project.
That was a big.
That was actually one of the goals, and it was completed at the beginning of the fiscal year.
So we got that done in a hurry.
Yeah.
Walkability. I know that was another one you've always had an interest in. People making sure that they knew that we had
sidewalk reimbursements.
Yep.
So make sure if you are wanting to install a sidewalk or repair a sidewalk. You can get some reimbursement up to 25% on that. And installation of sidewalks is a very good thing for walkability in your neighborhood. So check that out on the city website.
Got that. Well, as we these goals are going to be there. And again, you always kind of follow. I know City Administrator Bill Scarr is pretty good about
quarterly updates on where we're at
and here's what's happening. And there's just a lot of other working things that you keep focusing on as well too. So.
Oh, the other one on the previous year's goal was the Park Commission's 10-year comprehensive plan. And so they're working on completing an inventory, the Park Commission is, in order to figure out what are the priority items to invest in, to repair, replace, and so on. So that'll be due at the end of this current fiscal year. Mm-hmm. That's less of a budgetary priority than a planning situation, so we can
just
budget for upcoming fiscal years.
So you, because you guys allocate to what the park board is looking to, and want to make sure we have the same kind of capital goals in line.
Right, exactly. Forward. So we can plan for all of those improvements in our parks.
Well, I do know that as we get into budget work here in January, that's when really most of your stuff gets done. We've had department heads have been working a lot on it so far.
Yeah, department heads have been having their asks, having their meetings with administration to see what's going to be feasible for the upcoming fiscal year. And so council will meet on January 21st to consider a budget that's been put together at 6 p.m. We will have a hotel-motel distribution during the regular meeting on January 6th, the first meeting in January. And so we'll kind of roll that into the overall meeting. And, you know, things that go into that are CVB, with chamber dues,
economic development,
our pledge to the Main Street group and things like that, fireworks. Those are common things that'll be on that distribution.
So we'll have that list up. That'll be during the regular meeting.
During the regular meeting.
Cut down on all these extra meetings.
Right. And in that one, we have so many things that have been pre-arranged due to obligations that there's not a lot of funds available for other asks and things of that nature. And then one other thing we did talk about during the goal setting was where do we go forward with deer mitigation? And the next step, we did put a fine and fee on feeding deer.
Yeah.
So the next step would be to look at an ordinance that would allow bow hunters with valid tags to shoot in town on private property.
So
that something would be the next thing to look at. Yeah.
Not official.
Yes,
but something
that's what
to work
we discussed
on
during the meeting.
So,
we'll
see what comes up with. Yeah, I know that was one of those. Yeah, where can we do this and does this and get Okay, well, we got a ways to go to figure everything
right.
out.
Right, and the prohibition there is really you cannot fire projectiles within city limits.
Yeah. One of the things, and people have asked before about having a hunt. Well, that's done through the DNR. That requires...
That would be another step on top.
That's like a whole year from
and
now
they,
before they could do that.
Yep, we would need information to present to them. And what would happen then is in June, they consider allocating additional tags on top of the county tags that they allow. So the first step would be to allow anybody that has a tag for Boone County to use it within city limits on private property.
All right. So we'll see what happens with that. That's another thing. A couple of quick notes, of course, with the holiday time. In fact, it is going to be winter here soon.
Snow ordinance.
Again, 888-777 Boone Snow, I think, is the easy way to get signed up for it.
Yep. Make sure you sign up for snow ordinance. Keep an eye on that. If you do see inclement weather coming on, a lot of times it'll be just a downtown snow ordinance ticket in tow. But on those rare occasions that we do have snow coming all at once, it will be a citywide ticket in tow.
And we know this year might be a little more difficult because Public Works going to try a couple of different things on how they handle snow downtown.
The downtown area to prevent the windrows because of the angle parking. And so we'll see how
whole different thing going on here too. Let's see, we've got that happening. And I know that I think there's just a couple other things that'll be up. But most of the activity now coming up, you don't like to have any committee meetings and that. Most of those are all pretty
well set.
No, those
have been canceled in December. City Hall will be closed at noon on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
So the employees can have the afternoon off and Christmas Day off.
Boone Mayor Eli Steins, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.